Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. The President's Cancer Panel recommends foods produced without toxic, persistent pesticides and chemical fertilizers. We couldn't agree more. That's why Stonyfield yogurt is always organic yogurt.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, it's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Kellerman. Carbon dioxide gets most of the attention when it comes to climate change, but scientists say as much as 40% of the increase in global temperature can be attributed to short-lived but powerful pollutants like methane and soot, or black carbon. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton recently announced a new multinational plan to implement simple strategies aimed at reducing these planet-warming pollutants.
We know that in the principal effort necessary to reduce the effects of carbon dioxide, the world has not yet done enough. So when we discover effective and affordable ways to reduce global warming, not just a little, but by a lot, it is a call to action for all of us.
The UN will implement the new Six Nation program. Johann Schillenscherner is coordinator of two UN reports on the benefits of reducing methane and soot.
What we're trying to do here is look at ways by which we can reduce the amount of global warming over the next few decades by addressing these so-called short-lived climate pollutants. And if you were to take these measures and implement them, we can reduce climate warming by about half a degree C by mid-century.
Half a degree C being half a degree Celsius.
Yes.
It doesn't sound like much. That's pretty significant.
That is significant because at the moment we have a warming of an estimate of a 0.8 degrees C above pre-industrial levels. So 0.5 degrees C is significant, and it would significantly reduce the rate of temperature increase over the next few decades, giving more of a chance for societies and ecosystems to adapt to a new climate.
So these things, methane, soot, hydrofluorocarbons, they're short-lived. They stay in the atmosphere for a short period of time, but they're very potent in terms of global warming gases.
That's right. And what's very interesting about the methane and the black carbon reductions is that there will be some very substantial co-benefits in terms of air quality. We've estimated that the black carbon measures would reduce the number of premature deaths by about 2 million every year, if these measures were fully implemented globally.
So specifically, what are the measures you're taking to reduce these global warming gases?
The measures we're looking at, they're divided into two categories. One are methane measures, and the other are black carbon or soot measures. And the methane measures are really related to capturing the methane when you extract oil or gas or coal, or if you transport the gas on long-distance pipelines, you know, making sure you don't have leakages and so forth. And the agriculture sector is trying to reduce the amount of methane from rice paddies and also by better handling of manure from cattle and pigs, for example, on farm and capturing the methane as well. In terms of the black carbon measures, we have a large emission from the residential sector. One of the major sources in the world of black carbon is cooking indoors using fuel wood or other biomass. So the black carbon is emitted when you get incomplete burning of the wood. So you need to burn it more completely, which will also mean that you use less wood to do the cooking. And also there's an increasing amount of heating by wood in Europe and North America. And so it's a question of getting better technology, which both gives you the heat but a low emission.
So you've got the United States, Canada, Sweden, Mexico, Ghana, and Bangladesh. Kind of a strange collection of countries, if you ask me.
Well, to some extent, several countries have been focusing on this independently for a while. Some of the impacts of black carbon are particularly high in the Arctic. The black carbon, when it deposits on snow and ice, makes it darker and therefore absorbs more of the sun's heat and melting the snow and also heating the air above it. So there's some real benefits for the Arctic of reducing these emissions. So Sweden's very interested. Another reason why Canada's interested. And then countries like Ghana, the minister from Ghana said that, you know, this is a development issue. So, you know, people are coming at it from different angles and different reasons, but finding common ground and a desire to do something about it.
So is your project an acknowledgement that our attempts to reduce CO2 emissions, which is the big
you know, greenhouse gases. Is that an admission that the climate summits just aren't working?
Well, reducing carbon dioxide is very important, particularly for the long-term climate. What we're talking about here is no alternative to CO2 emission, because these are measures which will help us in the near term, say in the next few decades, if we implement them, we'll get a benefit. But then the CO2 will kick in and we will have severe global warming if we don't do anything in the future. That's why these are complementary strategies. They're not alternatives. For the long term, you have to address CO2.
Johan Schielenschöner is the director of the Stockholm Environment Institute Center at York and coordinator of two UN reports on the benefits of reducing methane and soot. Well, Mr. Schielenschöner, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you very much.